Georgians who signed up for Anthem Blue Cross plans through the State Health Exchange continue to face challenges finding in-network providers, and now some are facing financial consequences. This week on the Georgia Health Report, we discuss one Georgia woman's story of how bad information resulted in a mountain of medical bills. I'm your host, Lauren Baggett, a health writer with the College of Public Health at the University of Georgia. And as always, I'm joined by Andy Miller, editor of Georgia Health News. Andy, can you introduce us to Diane Conine and the medical battle that she's fighting?
In January, Diane was diagnosed with a bladder infection, but the pain did not go away, and it got so bad, and there was blood in her urine that her daughter convinced her to go to the ER. The closest one was Piedmont Noonan, which she believed was in network, and so she went there. She had a CT scan, and there was a tumor that was lodged on her kidney. The doctor said, we need to get that out. It's a medical necessity. And so they removed the kidney and the tumor.
And later, Diane learned that her hospital was not in her network. So now she is facing a bit of a financial battle.
It's a huge financial battle. So Diane, when she signed up for a new health plan late last year, she saw that Piedmont Noonan was a network hospital for Anthem Blue Cross Insurance, and that's why she picked it. She said she would never have picked it had it not been in the network. When she got home, about a month later, came the bills from Piedmont physicians and the hospital, totaling $87,000 that she owed.
And that is just a monstrous amount of money. How common are cases like hers?
They're more common than you think. Insurance networks sometimes are not as strong and comprehensive, and the coverage is not as comprehensive as many people think.
Part of what is so frustrating for Diane and for other people in situations like hers is that she did her due diligence and thought that this plan was in her network, and so she essentially had bad information. Who oversees the accuracy of in-network lists?
It's a very good question. The interesting thing, the ironic thing, is when she goes on the website portal for Anthem Blue Cross right now and she puts in her ID and name, up pops Piedmont Noonan. It's still listed as an in-network hospital, even though Anthem and Piedmont both say it's not.
It's important to mention that this is especially difficult for Georgians like Diane who live in rural parts of the state.
Consumer groups have pointed out that many insurance networks are too narrow in terms of their offerings of doctors and hospitals. I think this also points to the fact that consumers have to be hyper-vigilant when they check an insurance network to make sure that the network facilities are adequate to meet their needs.
But if the information is wrong on a website that you're consulting, what is an extra step a consumer can do to be vigilant?
Well, I would say that, you know, in a case that's a non-emergency, they certainly should call a facility, whether it's an outpatient surgery center or a hospital or even a doctor's office, to make sure that they are in the consumer's insurance network.
Andy Miller with Georgia Health News. As always, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
The Georgia Health Report is a production of WUGA Athens, Georgia Public Broadcasting, and the University of Georgia College of Public Health. To hear this and other Georgia Health Report segments, find us online at wuga.org or gppnews.org.